Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 84, Scene 1, The Arrival of the Sages and Ascetics. Among the women present at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse at Kurukshetra were such personalities as Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, and the queens of many other kings, as well as the gopis from Vrindavana. When the different queens of Lord Krishna were submitting their statements as to how they were married and accepted by Lord Krishna as his wives, all the female members of the Kuru dynasty were struck with wonder. They were filled with admiration at how all the queens of Krishna were attached to Krishna with love and affection. And when they heard about the intensity of the queen's love and affection for Krishna, they could not check their eyes from filling up with tears. While the women were engaged in conversations among themselves, and the men were similarly engaged in conversation, there arrived almost all the important sages and ascetics from all directions who had come for the express purpose of seeing Lord Krishna and Balaram. Chief among the sages were Krishna Dwaipayana Vyas, the great sage Narada, Chavana, Devala, Asita, Vishvamitra, Shatananda, Bharadwaj, Gautama, and Lord Parashuram, along with his disciples. And there was also Vasishta, Galava, Bhrigu, Pulastya, Kashyapa, Atri, Markandeya, Brihaspati, Dwita, Trita, Ekata, the four Kumara sons of Lord Brahma, namely Sanaka, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. And there was also Angira, Agastya, Yajnavalkya, and Vamadeva. As soon as the sages and ascetics arrived, all the kings, including Maharaj Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, as well as Lord Krishna and Balaram, immediately got up from their seats, offering their respects by bowing down to the universally respected sages. After this, the sages were properly welcomed by being offered seats and water for washing their feet. Palatable fruits, garlands of flowers, incense, and sandalwood pulp were also presented, and all the kings, led by Krishna and Balaram, worshipped the sages according to Vedic rules and regulations. When all the sages were comfortably seated, Lord Krishna, who descended for the protection of religion, began to address them all on behalf of all the kings. When Lord Krishna began to speak, everyone became silent, being eager to hear and understand Krishna's welcoming words to the sages. Thus ends Chapter 84, Scene 1, The Arrival of the Sages and Ascetics. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath Ke mone shodibe more na jani bhakati karme jadamati porechi samsara gore gopina gopina Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Lord, how will you purify me? For I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. Thus I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath,